Up to date on what's happening here at the Big Iron Farm Show, Troy Amundson is with us from Premium Ag Solutions. And Troy, just compared to where we were yesterday, pretty exciting to see what kind of numbers we're seeing here today at the show.
Yeah, it definitely picked up today, which is kind of uncharacteristic. I mean, the normal progression of a farm show seems to be the first day is good, the second day drops off, and the third day drops off again. But we definitely got an increase in attendance today, and a lot of good conversations out in the booths. And I mean, just there's a general, you know, excitement in the crowd, and I don't think that the markets are hurting that. You know, with seeing green numbers again after yesterday's red, maybe that's what chased everybody home.
Could be. Well, we need a little bounce in our step. Nice to see this soybean rally. Is the guys looking at equipment and some of those kind of things?
Yeah, everybody's kind of, you know, everybody's looking for, you know, the opportunity to make their operation better, advance toward the next thing. So, I mean, with the space we operate in, with the technology side of things, I mean, that's a conversation that everybody's having. So it's exciting.
What are you seeing at the Premium Ag Solutions booth here?
Basically, we're seeing that, you know, guys are always asking from the precision planting side of the world of, you know, what's next, you know, and, you know, I always want to take them back to, okay, there is the what's next, but let's talk about what there is to do now. You know, what are the things to get your operation to where you possibly could be? You know, so it's kind of a three steps forward, two steps back program where you kind of, you know, take the conversation from what's coming and then let's go back to what we currently do and why we do it and, you know, have an agronomic conversation about where we should be.
You got precision planting, you've got your tracks, you really have a lot of customized tools for that producer.
Yeah, and that's another side of things that we've been showcasing here at the show is the ATI tracks. And, you know, one thing I always talk about with tracks is nobody wants tracks till they have to have tracks. And then when you can provide that to them, you know, guys are really excited about it. So it's kind of, you know, the track conversation comes of, you know, what's available, will they be available if we need them, and, you know, how do I get a hold of you guys if we do need them. So it sounds like, you know, locally here, ground conditions are pretty fair, but you get, you know, Grand Forks and North, and it sounds like there's some challenging areas in there where, you know, if they get, you know, significant rainfall here in September, October, it might be an interesting fall again.
No doubt about it. Again, Troy Amundson with us from Premium Ag Solutions. You'll find him here at the Big Iron Farm Show.